Welcome back to it. Good to have you along for the conversation. My next guest is usually out of radio range. He's usually out of his mind, frankly, but he's okay. He's a little stir crazy. He's been practicing social distancing. Well, really, people have been practicing social distancing with him. Get away from me. For years and years, but I love him nonetheless. Dearly, I love him. He's a writer, author, chief speaker, storyteller, and a whole lot more. And he gets lost a lot in the backwoods. His name is Ron Rademacher. If you haven't heard of him, there he is. Ron, how are you?
I am just pumped, man. I've got the tick spray out. It's beautiful weather. I'm headed fishing here in a little bit. Couldn't be better.
How are the ticks where you are?
They're just now starting to emerge. But, you know, we're getting some very warm weather right now, and we expect them to really blossom.
Blossom, so, yeah. Yeah. You know, I think I hear this every year, but this year it might actually be true that worst tick season ever. Well,
I don't know about that. I mean, you know, but they're nothing to play with. I mean, it's such a simple preventative. You just spray, get the right tick spray, put it on there, and you're good to go.
Well, I don't know. A little tick circus. You can play with a tick. Yeah, a little tick. Yeah. Take him for a walk, you know.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, Ivy, totally creeped out by ticks. A lot of things don't bother her, but ticks, they're just not her thing. You know, just
really? I didn't think she was afraid of anything.
Anyhow, so you're going fishing. Where are you going fishing? What's going on there?
Well, I'm probably going to go out to Pete's Landing up in Alger County. And I hear that the muskies and the northerns are pretty good, but I might go to Olgan's Bay, and they're catching massive smallmouth bass up there.
So did the governor, when she took her iron fist off the throat of at least northern Michigan, and I know you're not really political, but did she open up the state parks in the UP and northern Michigan, or are they still closed until, you know, some other day?
Yeah, now you really hit a hot button. In fact, I always go camping at state forest campgrounds, you know, the little more rustic ones. They're not opening till June 10th.
Really?
So, yeah, it's okay to go to Walmart, but I can't go to a place that only has 8 campgrounds on 100 acres.
Yeah, 8 campsites on 100 acres, you're not allowed to go there.
No, can't go there. So it's, you know, look, she has no clue how to do this. She's never done anything quite like this before, so she's going to make some mistakes, but at least she'll be able to fly into Mackinac Island this weekend and think it all over.
You've been listening. Isn't it magical how the governor's mansion, it gets opened up for the Memorial Day holiday weekend? Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
So,
and you can't, the boats aren't running. The ferries aren't allowed to run. But
all right, so here's something else.
It means you can fly in. So it's all a little strange to me, but maybe they throw a thing at a dartboard, you know, and say, all right, that one was open, now this one isn't. Who knows?
Yeah. You
know,
here's what I do know.
Sadly, it's really sad, other than these floods over here in Midland and all that.
Well, yeah.
Is that she didn't open up she won't allow the Bellevue Drive-In to open. And traditionally, you know, you go there for the very best onion rings on the planet on Memorial Day weekend, but no, they're
not this weekend.
In the wrong county, so.
Well, Northern Michigan opened for business, sort of. In Meesic and Boyne City, they didn't have their mushroom festivals this year. I'm hearing people say that it's the worst morel season. Of course, I hear that every year, too. Worst tick season ever, worst morel season ever. You know, And then I see people with, like, sacks of the things, and I'm like, yeah, well, maybe worse for me.
If you're finding a lot of them, you say, no, we're not finding any. And if they, you know, I mean, nobody's ever going to tell you. It's just like the fishing hole. We're not going to tell you where the really good one is. That's all there is to it.
Right.
Same thing with picking morels. You're just not going to be let out there. So, there are some things opening up.
Why not?
Michigan Fair,
cash.
A gift shop
hold,
is going to open
on.
In our
I've got cash. I'll pay for the right morel spot. Anyway, all right, fine. Go ahead. Get to your list because we got 2 minutes to get through some things here. Go ahead. Knock yourself.
Well, no, but what you need to do is become a guide. See? Then they'll pay you. So, you know. All right. Yeah. So there are a few things that are opening up, though. The Cherry Point Farm is going to open up over in Shelby. And that's on the 1st. But Coldwater Drive-In. Down South Michigan, you know, they opened up last week. There was a line a quarter mile long of cars to get in there and watch the movies. So even though Comrade Whitmer didn't give them permission, they did it anyway.
Right.
The name it Inn and General Store is open this weekend, full menu. Got a band coming in. A lot of social distancing, but they've got the whole thing set up, already been approved. Got their plan filed. Michigan Fair, a great shop in downtown Marquette, is going to be opening. So there's a few places you can get around and go. I'll tell you what, another place is a favorite of yours that's opening. The Malibu Brewery in Albion is open.
The Albion Brewery in Albion. We've been there before, you and I.
The Malibu Brewery in Albion is open. With proper social distancing. I don't think that they have a Whitmer blend, brew yet.
But is that legal in Albion?
I don't think they really care.
Oh, okay, well, there you go.
Some of these people around the state have had enough. The Brush Mill Creek is opening. This is a historic mill over in Hillman. I was going to really feature it this time, but you can't hardly get there right now because you have to go all the way around Clare because of the flooding. But some of these places I'm mentioning here, they're opening regardless. You know, they've just had enough.
Yeah.
Anderson and Girls Farm Market and Petting Zoo, they're going to be opening. Everything there from Coda Mundi's to Milton the Camel. I mean, what more fun could you have than that?
No more fun than that. I'm sorry. The president's tweeting about Michigan here. I just got distracted for a minute, Ron. I apologize.
No, that's all right, because you can be distracted, but the listeners got to hear about this stuff. So it's kind of nice for me to be able to talk for once in a while without you jumping in every 5 minutes.
There you go. You got another 60 seconds. Don't squander it. Let's keep right on down the road.
I don't want to squander it. What the heck? There are a few places. Those are a few places to check on. As you're planning ahead, the Trillium Ravine, I am told, is in full bloom. And if you go through Pawpaw, the Dykeman is open